Welcome to this edition of China Lifestyle Journeys, the series that brings you chats, discussions, and insights on all aspects of Chinese living. We will cover festivals, food, traditions, customs, and much, much more. I'm your host, Jocelyn.
And I'm Matt, just an English guy with lots of questions.
So, Matt, what's your big question today?
Hello and welcome to another episode. Today we're going to be discussing an unusual topic, opera. Now, you might not be an expert on opera, but I think it's still an interesting theme to explore as it can help us to understand some interesting historical and cultural ideas with this quite unique medium. So, for my first question, Jocelyn, tell me, what is your general definition or experience of opera? From a Chinese perspective?
Well, I'm not really an expert on Chinese or Western opera, but I've seen a few performances of both. I'd say that from a Chinese perspective, opera is a performing art form that combines singing, dancing, and aerobics to tell a story. Obviously, the most common one that most people know is Beijing opera, and that originated in Beijing in late 18th century. And the performances are typically characterized by stylized singing and actions that symbolize the story. And each performer's actions are an important way to tell the story, rather than just the singing. So it's a visual performance like acting as well as a singing performance.
That's interesting because from my experience of watching typical Western European opera, which is often but not always Italian, there's a lot of powerful singing and emotional expression, and this is central to the performance. And the acting is quite simple and lifelike. And the stage setup for Western opera is usually quite elaborate. Lots of vivid props and stage design. I've seen a couple of Beijing opera performances, and I remember that the stage was very simple. So that's my first question. Why is the stage so simple in a typical Beijing opera?
In Beijing opera, the stage is normally a simple platform that only has one side exposed to the audience. And this is because the focus is more on the performers and their actions, rather than on the prompts or the stage design. It allows the audience to focus more on the story and the performers. In fact, the performers' costumes and makeup are more complex and detailed, with each character having their own distinct look and style. The makeup is thick and unnatural, with heavy colors that symbolize the character roles. I think this is quite different from Western opera, where the makeup is closer to real life. The characters look real in Western opera, but I'm sure you will agree, in Chinese opera, the singers often look quite unnatural, and this is because they symbolize an idea, an exaggerated character or role. It's a performance. It's like imaginary theater. It's not aiming to show real life.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, we've mentioned the singing styles. I think we can talk about that a little bit more. Now, I'm sure you'll agree with me. When you listen to a Western opera performance, the singing is quite emotional. It can be warm, calm, sad, tragic, passionate, or joyful and celebrating. But am I right in saying that in most Beijing opera, the singing is like, well, it sounds kind of weird to me. Not like a human singing. Sometimes it sounds like a musical instrument. When they sing, their voices sound like some strange violin or something. Now, there must be a reason for this.
Well, you're right. The singing style in Beijing opera can seem quite unnatural and artificial to Western European ears. And this is because each role in Beijing opera requires a unique singing technique. and the style is very specific and often includes special tones, which make individual sounds much longer and drawn out. As you said, sometimes like a musical instrument with a very sharp changes in pitch and tone. And this technique is used to create a certain atmosphere and conveying certain emotions. And it's also used to differentiate between different roles and characters. For example, the emperor might have a very different singing style compared to a common person or a soldier. And these roles and characters are quite defined. For example, the Dan role, heroine, is characterized by a high-pitched and resonant singing voice that has a lot of vibrato. And on the other hand, the Sheng role, hero, requires a loud, forceful, and clear singing voice. The singing style for each role is carefully crafted to convey the character's personality and emotions.
Now, my next question is quite obvious. In Western European opera, the female roles are performed by women. But when I've seen some Chinese opera performances, there are no women. The men play the female roles. Why is this?
That's a very good question. Now, the simple answer is that throughout most of Chinese history, women have always performed in Chinese opera. But in the late 18th century, social values changed, especially in Beijing, and people thought it wasn't appropriate for a woman to dress up in heavy makeup, singing and acting on stage. So men started to perform the female roles. But of course, society has changed again. So nowadays, it's more common to see women performing in Beijing opera or any other kind of Chinese opera.
Okay, so for my final question, what advice would you give to someone from Europe who has only seen European opera? What's the best way for them to enjoy their first experience of Chinese opera?
I would recommend approaching Chinese opera with an open mind and paying attention to the symbolic actions of the performers. Also, read up a bit about the story and roles beforehand so that you can better appreciate the performance. Because you don't know the story before you watch the performance, it would be a bit confusing. It will be much more enjoyable if you know who is who and what role they're playing in the story. Well, that's it for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you again next time. Until then, goodbye. Stay wise.